You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes.
We're Wondrous Agency, and you're watching the Best Practices Show.
Hey guys, thanks for watching the Best Practices Show. We take a look at the best business practices from the best dental practices all over the world. And if you're growing a great practice, one of the things that you know that you have to do is you've got to find, keep, attract, and acquire new patients. And it becomes a huge challenge. You put together this big puzzle. And today we're going to show you the missing puzzle that you probably don't even know what it is and you don't have it. And once you get it, you're going to see it's going to dramatically improve the number of new patients that you have with my good friends from the Wondrous Agency. And so you're going to love this. So do me a favor, grab a pen and hit the share button and settle in. You're going to learn a lot of great stuff today. Now, a couple things. We are shooting this live on Facebook. So as you're watching this, if you have questions, add them to the feed and I'll dish them right to my friends right away and have them answer the tough questions while we have them on live. Or if you're watching this later on, you can continue to add questions to the feed and you'll see they're going to get back to you because we want you to get the most out of this while you're watching this. And feel free to, you know, include your team on these things too. Also, even from this morning, I love the suggestions. Keep sending us the suggestions on shows that you guys want to see. We're doing our best to line all these up. A lot of incredible influencers. Just in the next couple of days, you're going to see up over now 39,000 followers on Facebook and over 150,000 of you on iTunes. And all I can say is thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, my guest today, I got a chance to meet you guys. It's only been a couple months that we've met and we've known you guys. And like I told you before, I was a little cautious with you guys because everybody's a marketer in dentistry. And we have an amazing client that we both share. And now you guys are helping some other clients that we have. And the last time we had you to show, I'm like, darn, like that was really good value. And so we have become fond of these guys, very fond of these guys, and we know who you are. But if somebody's watching this for the first time, tell us who you guys are and tell us a little bit about what the Wondrous Agency is.
Yeah, I'm Laura Maley.
I'm Michael Anderson. Yeah, so we're a husband and wife team. We're partners in life and partners at work, which is really cool for us. We've been in the dental marketing game for, man, what is it? Almost 6 years now. It's crazy. Wondrous Agency is a full service marketing agency that focuses on the dental space. And we do everything from digital to local marketing. My background is in kind of the tech startup space, really, you know, optimizing lead funnels, making sure digital marketing is working as far as growth strategy are concerned.
And my background is in the agency world, buying and planning local media marketing for Fortune 500 companies, which then I took to smaller businesses on the local level. And here we are today.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And today we're going to be talking about the missing piece. Every time I have you guys on, we're talking about a different component of marketing. And Michael, you were talking about this before we went live. Like, it's one thing to get a lead, but it's another thing to convert the lead. And so let's talk about why this is so important. Like why, before we get into the how, because you guys help dentists all over and people are spending tons of money on marketing and you can do that, But why is this such an important topic?
Yeah, I think, you know, as marketers, we make this mistake a lot too. You know, we talk about driving a lead to a website, or, you know, sending a mailer out and getting someone to read it. And you can keep going the list, you know, posting something on Facebook or Instagram and getting an impression. But, you know, one thing we know just in the sort of larger world of marketing is that it's really uncommon for someone to convert the first time they learn about a brand, a service, a product. And it often takes additional follow-up for that conversion to happen. And so, you know, one thing that I think is really helpful for us to share with you know, everyone who's interested is you need to not just have a strategy to get in front of people, but you need to have a strategy to continue to follow up with those people that have sort of opted in to being interested in your company. And so that's what we want to talk about today. There's kind of four different pieces I think we'll look at. You know, the first one is what happens when people come on your website. You know, there's ways to engage them through live chat. We'll talk about that. You know, when people leave your website, that's fine. We know people are probably going to go do some more research. How do we recapture them? How do we remarket to them on Facebook, on Google's ad platform? You know, another big topic that I think a lot of people are interested in right now is everyone's hearing about ClickFunnels, right? ClickFunnels is this kind of new thing. It's big. It's awesome. The idea behind that has been around for a long time. Marketing agencies have used this sort of idea of landing pages that get leads that then ultimately, you know, have this sort of follow-up email drip marketing and sort of other remarketing attached to it that's really important. And then the last thing that I think we're super excited to talk about is, you know, doesn't it work? That's a lot of digital stuff. What about in your office? When people call, when people come in, there's other stuff we can do. So you know, that's kind of the structure we want to talk about today. But at the end of the day, don't just sort of count your chickens when someone comes to your website or even picks up the phone and calls. There's a lot of work that has to be done after that to make sure that that's a successful conversion and that patient then stays with you for, you know, for hopefully as long as they, you know, are seeking good dental care.
And becomes a raving fan and advocate.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, give us a little perspective on this too, because they say in the business world, it takes like 8 or 9 touches for a consumer to be able to really embrace a brand or take the first step. You guys get to watch the metrics on a dental practice. Is it any different in dental practice? And my other question would be, is there just so much information out there that people aren't just trustworthy the first time? They're like, let me kick the tires here a little bit. So is it like 5 times? Is it 6 times? Because, you know, this new patient's call and they aren't just referred from another patient. They've also checked you out in some other capacities, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it depends, right? Sometimes right. You could just have somebody, my neighbor said, hey, I should call you. And here I am, you know, in the office here, we're obviously in San Diego. And so, you know, the dentist that we have here in San Diego, who we love, we refer to all of our you know, employees and our friends and family here in San Diego. They may take us up on that right away, or maybe they are checking reviews. They're going to websites. They're, you know, asking around a little bit more about other people's experience, you know, specifically in our office. That's how that happens. So it really varies where somebody is in the pipeline or the funnel, as we would say.
Yeah, my two favorite examples to explore, one, mailers, right? Yeah, mailers are something people still ask about all the time. Do they work? You know, we talked about that a little bit last time, so we won't go down that rabbit hole, but they can work in the right market if it's done well. And the big thing is, I think a lot of times people will say, well, let me do one. Let's just send one mailer out and let's see what happens. And you know what? You're going to get some calls. You're going to get some new patients, but it's building that brand awareness. You need to have that mailer show up multiple times. I like the example of the first time someone sees it, they see a dental mailer, they look at it, they throw it away. The second time, they've driven past the practice, they remembered they saw that logo, now they actually read it. The third time, it's been 6 months since their last cleaning, they didn't like the last dentist, now they're ready to call. So you need to have that progressive sort of follow-up with them. That's maybe the most traditional way to look at this. But you know, the other one, which you kind of brought up, was, well, you know, I've got a great referral network, which is great. Every good practice needs a good referral network. But I think you're correct that we are increasingly living in a world of more information. I don't know if that means we're less trusting, but we have more ability to do research. And think about 100 years ago, 50 years ago, if you were going to the dentist, man, it was who's the closest and who does everyone in your family go to? I mean, that's the reality of what it was like. Now, people have this wealth of information, Google, Yelp. You can look at the website. You can literally tour the office before you go on. You can go check out your dentist on Facebook and see the vacation they just went on and see if they have similar interests. I mean, there's so many different ways to access that. So I agree with Laura. Every journey is different, but I guess the point is as a practice, you should put yourself in the best position to check all those boxes. And if it's someone who literally just hears about you once, picks up the phone and calls, great. But we know there's a lot of people that are going to dig deeper.
Yeah, and I won't even go down this rabbit hole, but it's crazy to me how many people come up to me and they go, do you know? And they give me a piece of reference information. I go, where'd you find that? They go, I saw it on YouTube. I'm like, you're citing YouTube. And they're like, yeah, I'm citing YouTube. I'm like, interesting. So
to follow up on that, I remember being in school and Wikipedia was the new thing. And at that point we were taught you can't use Wikipedia to reference anything. And I think we've all kind of just leaned in eventually and we've said, okay, well, Wikipedia, it's close enough, right? And so, right. You know, certainly the internet has increasingly become the holder of the truth.
Yeah. So let's talk about this in the how and the details on the missing piece, which is conversion on this whole thing. And, you know, give us some perspective. Like when you have a practice and you're talking to a dentist, let's say I'm a dentist watching right now. I'm like, dude, I'm marketing and I got a lot of new patients, but yeah, like conversion is a problem. Give us kind of the steps in how you look at this.
Yeah. I think the first thing let's talk about is, you know, what's going on your website. I think increasingly when I look at what our focus is and where, you know, we're seeing new patients come from, digital is becoming a bigger and bigger player. And it's been that way for, you know, 10 years, certainly the last five. And so I think the first thing I would encourage, listeners to do, and we talked about this last time, is make sure you've got some numbers that you feel like you can trust. So the first question you should ask is how many people are visiting my website? And you know, if you've got, you know, 100 to 200 people visiting your website, that's pretty, standard traffic. And so, you know, you might want to focus on building that traffic up more, but as you get more and more traffic, 500, 1,000 sessions a month, that's when you want to maximize, or what I like to say, squeeze the funnel. And so one of the things that we found really effective for ourselves as a company and for our clients is using live chat. So I think we've all seen this, right? You go on a website, there's this helpful little chat bubble that pops up in the corner and someone will say, hey, can I help you? And you know, I think we all have the same reaction. We're like, you know, is this a real person? Is this a robot? What's going to happen? If you go on our website, not right now, because we're obviously talking to you, but normally, you know, we're connected to that. Our phones are connected. We, you know, Laura and I are the ones that are chatting back. Dental offices can do the same thing. And so for me, you know, make it easy for someone to ask a question and talk about different, you know, services that they're wondering about and get really, really good access to you or someone on your team to be able to answer those questions. So live chat's really been huge. I know Laura is one of the people that for us is constantly fielding those questions. I mean, you've had a phenomenal experience with it.
Yeah, I mean, we're on live chat all the time. We talk to and have appointments with and convert new clients very regularly through our live chat. We're there to offer information and to be educational and to see if there's mutual fits. And sometimes it's great. And sometimes, you know, we end up having different, you know, objectives, and that's fine too. But the live chat has really been a pipeline for us to have communications with people who are potentially interested in working with us. And the same thing goes for a dental office. You know, prospective patients have questions the same way you guys would have questions about working with a marketing agency. And so if you provide somebody a platform to quickly and easily get those questions asked and answered, man, that really forms a rapport fast, and it's so valuable.
So yeah. This is genius. Can I ask you, because like, I'm just thinking about this while you're like, so if somebody's at your website as a dentist, they're interested or there's a reason they're there, you know, and then you don't want them just surfing everywhere. Do you find that a lot of people are just kind of lost when they're at your website? They're like, yeah, I heard about you guys and I'm looking for something. And, you know, because even when I go to a website, I'm like, and then you guys also get to see bounce times. What's a typical bounce time when somebody goes to a page? I mean, they're not there for 2 hours looking at your homepage. Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the industry, all industries are different. So if we were looking at an e-commerce platform, the answer would be different. But for dental sites, a typical bounce rate is between 40 and 60%. You know, once you start getting into the 80s, that may mean that there's a problem. Now, I think we may have talked about this last time, but just briefly, you know, a lot of times people see bounce rate as a bad thing. Not always. Sometimes if you're driving traffic to a landing page, there's nowhere else for them to go. That means there's going to be a high bounce rate. Another good scenario is if you bring someone to one page that answers all their questions and they pick up the phone and call, they might just look at one page and leave. That's also a bounce. But with that said, we want to see that bounce rate between 40 and 60% or lower. And time on site, typically between 2 and 4 minutes of time exploring, that's going to be coming in on whatever page they were brought in on, the dental implant page, all on four page, whatever it was, going and looking at the home page, the about us page, the testimonials page. So, you know, again, you're right. People aren't going to spend an hour on your site. Don't be offended if they don't go to every page. But the question today is, once you get them there, what's the next action for them? Phone calls are great. Scheduling is great. We love Local Med for stuff like that. But this live chat really helps you connect with them and start to have a conversation, which is really, I think, what closes the deal.
Right. And can I proactively just ask a question? You know, you guys do this for dentists, you help them, but like, let's say I'm a dentist, watch, I'm like, we are so busy during the day. I couldn't even imagine somebody manning this chat. Now you guys help offices do that. Would we do it ourselves? Could we outsource that? Like, do you have an opinion on that or not?
I think the preference would be for the office to do it itself. Honestly, all it is pulling up a little window in the morning when you get in. You'd set the hours for your live chat from, you know, 9 to 5 or whatever your office is on the days of the week that you're open. And then you pull up this box on your end of things in a web browser, and it'll make a noise when somebody is trying to inquire with you. And, you know, if you answer within 30 seconds to a minute, usually you'll capture them. But it's as easy as typing like, hi, give me 1 second. I'm just finishing up something else. And then you'll have my full attention if there's other people in the office, if you're in the middle of something. But I can tell you just from our own experience, you know, we have rigorous days at the office and meeting schedules. It's not particularly interruptive or disruptive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. You know, listen, it's just like everything. I think everyone wants sort of that magic bullet that's the least amount of work and the most amount of return. And there are services out there that are good services that will do a really good job following up with that. Our recommendation, to echo what Laura said, find a way to work it into your workflow as a team, because that's how it will be the most effective. And yeah, I mean, we've seen great results for our clients that are doing that.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is fantastic. And then now you mentioned ClickFunnels. Is that, you know, are we there yet, or you want to finish up like the first?
We're there now.
I'm so excited because I want to go through all of this, because this is an incredible. Now, I've known ClickFunnels for a long time. I think it's an incredible, and it's actually been around. This is nothing new. You guys have been following this, but give us a little perspective on what that means, or even what a funnel is.
Yeah, let's start with what a funnel is first. So the idea is consciously sort of mapping out the actions that you want someone to take, so that you can get to an end result. And so if you think about a traditional funnel, at first, you know, you're going to have someone that's at the discovery phase. Maybe they're searching for dental practice near me. They're looking at a bunch of websites. They come to your website, and they're in exploration mode. They don't have anything that they're, you know, ready to do. Now, if you just kind of hope and pray that, you know, they're going to find a way to call you, or to, you know, opt into a form, or you know, ultimately become a lead, it's not going to go as well. It's less conscious. So what you want to do, and the whole idea behind funnels, is you want to optimize your landing pages, your website, so that there are very defined actions that someone could take. So for example, you know, most commonly in the dental space, we think that the phone call is the number one thing we want. So we might really have the website focused around phone numbers. Here's one thing you can all check. Go look at your website, see if you've got that menu bar at the top. The best practice is that menu bar should follow people down. It's called a sticky menu, and that phone number should be in the top there. Now, last time we talked about call tracking, we're not going to go into that again, but you know, call tracking to make sure you know how many phone calls you're getting is also really a big deal. But you know, again, make sure that the language in the website is funneling towards the phone call. Where ClickFunnels really starts to take effect, and again, this is kind of a specific product that is great for sort of small 1 to 2 person marketing teams, or business owners that want to really do this on their own, which is awesome. It's going to let you create a landing page, which is an isolated, focused page that's going to have a very specific purpose. So for example, if I have an ad about dental implants, I don't want someone to go to a page about my practice. I want them to go to a page about dental implants at my practice. And then it's going to have some next steps. For example, fill out this form for a case study, or give us your information for a consultation or for a special offer. And now once you get that information, this is what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, you could just celebrate and say, oh my God, I got an email, I got a phone number, great. Or you can follow up, and you need to have an automated system to take that burden off your team, where there's the email number one that goes out that says, here's that case study. Email number two that follows up that says, you know, we're happy to help book a consultation, or here's another supporting testimonial. And you keep progressively providing information so that people ultimately are more likely to pick up the phone and call you.
Yeah. And it you're very much being helpful, not necessarily soliciting them every single time, correct?
It's, yeah. Again, it's about providing quality information as opposed to just saying, hey, give us a call. Hey, you know, schedule an appointment. It's following up with helpful information. A lot of times when we get into the psychology of Funnelytics, you want to almost keep it casual. You know, you might have an automated email that says something like, you know, I just had a patient walk in the other day and ask this question. And I thought I was going to write this email because, you know, I saw your email come across and it reminded me of sort of, you know, what you're interested in. It keeps it more casual. It keeps it more approachable. And by progressively doing that, you increase the chance of people following up, especially for those higher production cases.
Yeah. Love that. Love that. And these things run automatically. You don't have to man them. They're very easy and you can scale that really easily, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of solutions out there. Again, ClickFunnels is the one everybody's talking about. It's really been branded well. There's other solutions out there that let you do this as well. And then for agencies, you know, again, we've been doing this for a long time. This is stuff that's just built into our DNA. And so when we're building a website, you know, any marketing we're doing, we're trying to make sure we have a funnel built around this. So I think the important thing for people listening is make sure that, you know, you're asking your team, yourself, if you're doing the marketing, or, you know, the agency you're working with, what kind of funnel do we have established? And you know, how is this working for me? So I improve the likelihood that I'll get these leads to convert.
Yeah. And as we were talking before we went live, one of the epiphanies I had was like, oh my gosh, I've heard from so many experts that only 32% of all new patient phone calls are actually scheduled to visit. What about the other 68%? What if they called your office and you go, hey, look, I want you to explain this. You said, why don't you get their name and their information first, even before they start asking questions, so that they can become a marketing candidate, because they're going to say how much your crowns and get into all that. Now, some of these people are going to go away, but it doesn't mean that they're bad patients and they won't come back. What you want to do is put them into some type of funnel and like let them know, hey, we're still here, right?
Yeah. I mean, I hate to use too many examples of the things that we're doing, but it's truly really relatable. You know, one of the first conversations that I have with somebody is capturing their information. One, because I want to be able to follow up afterwards and say, hey, thanks for talking and here's some more information to support what we're doing, but also in case the phone gets disconnected or something like that. But I also want to gather their information so that I can support, you know, what we've discussed and move it forward and make sure I'm checking in with them to make sure they're getting serviced or served. And so the same thing stands for a patient, right? Somebody calls the front desk, they're interested in coming in and bringing their family for new patient appointments, and they know they need a little bit of work done, and so they're asking preliminary questions. Capturing that information up front, using somebody's name, you know, back to them on the phone, because everybody likes to hear their own name, is making connections, creating connection. Right. But on top of that, then it gives you an opportunity to be in control of trying to convert that lead.
Right.
And instead of hanging up the phone and hoping they're going to call back after lunch, after they talk to their spouse, or after they looked at their bank account or their schedule, you can say, hey, you know, Sue, it was so nice to talk to you today. I know you have to discuss this with your husband. Would there be a good time for me to follow up? Boom. And then you can set your follow up on the phone. And now you can pursue that lead and let them know that they're cared for. Let them know that you're thinking about them. Let them know that you're willing to help them meet their goals.
Mm-hmm. Love
it. I think, you know, just to piggyback off what Laura said, I mean, it's so important to stay in control of that lead funnel. When you sit on your hands and wait and hope someone calls you back, you know, people get distracted, or someone else is more efficient than you and they call back. So it's really important to recognize that the minute someone calls, you don't have them. You need to keep following up. And, you know, honestly, even when they schedule an appointment, you know, now we're talking about how efficient is the office as far as bringing people in the door? Do you have a system in place to follow up with good information that reminds them their appointment's coming up? Make sure they know where to park. Make sure that it's as easy an experience as possible. So all of that goes into this idea of, you know, how do we squeeze a funnel and make it as efficient as possible? The other one that we love to talk about is, okay, you got a new patient. Cool. Game over, right? We did what we set out to do. We got a new patient. So we can stop trying now, right? No. And I think that having really good strategies to really make sure that patients continue to feel good about that experience after are huge. I'll share one of my favorite ones that you know, our dentist in San Diego does. You know, your new patient appointment, your first appointment in, they've got this beautiful bouquet of Guevara daisies that are sitting out there. They've got a nice little card, a note from the dentist on it. And when you leave, they take one of those out and they say, would you like a flower to take back to work, to home, to school, wherever you're going? And everybody's face lights up and they're like, yeah, I'll take that. I did that. I'm a guy here. I'm walking out with my Guevara daisy. And I'm like thinking this is so nice. And everywhere you go, people are like, who gave you a flower? Because people want to know. Everybody's trained to ask who did that. And there you are saying, oh, my new dentist. And I mean, what a great way to not only keep someone, but to make an early evangelist and an early refer. So, I mean, that stuff is really, really helpful.
Yeah.
Well, the next question is naturally, who's your dentist?
Do you Dr. Scott and Dr. Leslie Strummer at New Image Dental
and Isabella
Avenue Dentistry. You know how this is. You carry a flower and you say it's from your dentist. They're not going to go, oh, that's nice. They're going to say, well, who is it?
Right.
Yeah. And I think, you know, just to talk more about what Michael was saying, it's this concept that we call here, it's surprise and delight. So how do you take somebody from just walking in the door to feeling like, oh, dang, this is a dentist's office. I didn't know a dentist's office could be like this. And I didn't know, you know, somebody who is maybe perceived as a place that people don't want to go. How do you make that a place they want to go? And it could be as simple as the flower. It could be all the creature comforts in your office, right? Those we often call it the in-office experience. But really what that is marketing.
Right.
And so how do you create that concept of surprise and delight when somebody walks in the door and make sure that you're remembered, make sure that they feel really, really great and they've been welcomed warmly and it has fun creature comforts and extra add-ons that are truly part of the marketing.
Right, right. And it's like you said, it's a piece that we often forget. And once they're here, you know, now you can reinforce the relationship, add value to it and completely separate yourself away from any other experiences they've had. So
absolutely. Yep.
That's awesome. That is awesome. What are the thoughts you have when it comes to conversion? Anything, trends, things that you're seeing or other pieces of this puzzle that we need to know?
The only other one that we kind of set out and outlined at the beginning, and we're going to jump back into the nerdy digital part just briefly here, is, you know, we talked about live chat, which is what happens when people come to the site. And then, you know, sometimes before we get that phone call, people leave the site. And there's this thing that we do. It can be part of a funnel. It can just be something you do on your own that's called remarketing. And I think a lot of people have heard of this before. But again, something to go back and make sure it's part of your campaign. The general idea here is we know people don't convert on the first, second, or sometimes third visit. How do we get them back? And so, again, something we probably talked about a little bit last time, but we've all had that experience where, you know, we're looking at that new pair of shoes. I'm notorious for this. I see a new pair of shoes on my Instagram feed. I'm like, that looks cool. They're always a white pair of shoes. I'm like, this one I'll finally keep clean, which is why I'm buying a new pair of shoes because I didn't keep the other pair clean. And then I'm like, no, you know, Laura's going to be mad at me if I get those. She's going to have to clean them again. So I don't buy it. And then I'm on YouTube and boom, those shoes follow me. And then I'm on Facebook and boom, those shoes follow me. They follow me everywhere. And finally, I break down. I'm like, man, those shoes are going to look good. And I buy them. And we can do the same thing with our dental offices. And I think the key thing here, and this again goes back to kind of a previous conversation, is it's not enough to just remarket. You got to have quality content, right? So you know, make sure that your strategy is sound. But the point is, how do we keep following people? Now, if people are wondering, you know, okay, I get that's a cool thing. How do I do that? The technical answer is that you can install a little piece of code. We call them a pixel often. So there's a little pixel that goes on the back of your website. It's on all the pages. And it can tell when someone comes to your site. And then it remembers that ID in the networks that it's connected to. So Facebook has a pixel, which means if someone comes to your website, you're letting Facebook get that data and then match it with that user's profile and say, okay, I'm going to show that person an ad. Google does the same thing in their network as well. And so it's a really, really powerful way for us to be able to follow people around and make sure that they're reminded of the brand.
Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, now that's not very expensive to do either. I mean, sometimes we have this perception that only really big companies can do that, but it's actually quite affordable for mid to small companies, right?
I love it as a great way to brand. You know, there's kind of the direct marketing and there's branded marketing. And you know, in the past, you're looking at billboards, you're looking at magazine ads, you know, all these different ways to just kind of get out in front of people. And I think Facebook and other sort of pixeled remarketing, like you said, is an incredibly affordable way for you to continue to stay in front of your audience and do it in a really specific way. You can say, I want to just talk to people in this age range, or I want to talk to people, you know, that are living in this geographic area. So a really effective way for us to talk to the right people.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I am crazy grateful. Every time we get together, you guys add some perspective, but these are simple little ways where you can add a whole bunch more to the new patient puzzle in your practice. Now, I know that people are going to be watching this and be like, look, you guys, I understand, but I got patients all day. Like, people want to reach out to you, find you, and you guys can help them with this missing piece. How do we find you? Keep in mind, some people are listening to this on iTunes too. How can I find out more about what you guys do?
Yeah, feel free to go to wondrousagency.com. And if you want to connect with us very directly, our chat box should be up if it's during business hours. And you can talk to Michael or I. In addition to that, there's also a button on the homepage that says Talk with Laura. And if you click that, you can slot yourself directly into my calendar.
It's awesome. That is awesome. Well, I appreciate this, guys. As every time we talk, I get to learn something new from you guys. So stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for watching the Best Practices Show. If you enjoyed today, which I know you did, just do us a favor, hit the share button, share with your friends. Reach out to Laura and Michael for any questions that you guys have. Keep sending us suggestions. And if there's things you want to see from these guys, I'm going to have them back again and again and again on different topics. Send them to us. So until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show.
Bye.
You guys have a great day.